Thanks for listening to the Susie Larson Life podcast, available thanks to support from listeners like you. It's only just a matter of welcome, welcome to Susie Larson Live. I'm always so honored to get to spend this time with you. In fact, I look forward to bringing you conversations every single day that hopefully inspire you in your faith walk, that deepen your understanding of God's amazing word, and that heightens your awareness of his very real presence in your life. Well, I'm so glad you joined us today. We've got a really important program. We are on a mission to change the world, one child at a time. If you've been listening to Faith Radio the last couple of days, you know that we are partnering with an amazing ministry called One Child. We're hoping and praying that our whole network, that's Northwestern Media, would be able to sponsor over 1,700 children. That would be amazing. Faith Radio's part, 167 children. How far are we towards that goal? We've got 59 children sponsored. You change a child's life, you change the world. And I want you to just hear this. There are over 400 million children right now, 400 million living in extreme poverty throughout the world. COVID-19 made things so much worse, and families are overwhelmed. And it can be so easy to get overwhelmed yourself when you look at the gravity and the magnitude of the issue. But you can change the world for one child, a little more than a dollar a day. You change the world for a child, you change the world for their family, and oftentimes their community. Some of these kids' stories that we're hearing about who had, you know, as children lost both parents and were going to be orphans and were so at risk and vulnerable. One of them went on to be a doctor because someone sponsored her and changed, broke the cycle of poverty. Well, I'm so excited and honored that our program director, Ben Holson, joins us today to talk about his recent trip to the Dominican Republic, about the need around the world, about how this trip impacted him. He's going to tell us what he saw, what he sensed, what he touched, what he felt, and he's going to really paint a picture for us of God's heart for those the world tends to disregard. Because he's such a big deal, we got to have some walk-on music for Ben. I don't know if you've got it ready, Angie, but I think we need it. Now's the time. Oh, man, we had some really good ones, but I think we were just messing with Ben. Ben, it's playing in my mind, but let me just give you a proper introduction. Ben Holson has spent his life working radio and doing voiceover work. 2 years ago, he began working with us here at Faith Radio. He now serves as our program director. He has a heart for God and a heart for serving people. He lives in Minneapolis with his wife. I don't know if it's Karen or Karen, and I totally should know that, and his daughter, Kennedy. Here we go.
Woo-hoo! Well, thank you very much. I don't deserve anything you just said. I am just like what the Casting Crown song says. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody all about somebody who changed my life. So thank you for having me on the show today, Susie. And it's such an important conversation to have, like you said, about these children who are living in extreme poverty all over the world. And now is your chance to help one child, to change the life of one child. And that change reverberates in that child's family. It impacts their neighborhood, their community, and they're going to grow up and change the world. So you can sponsor a child right now and change their life at myfaithradio.com.
All right, $39 a month, a little more than a dollar a day, you could become a child champion and literally break a cycle of poverty in a particular family. And because we're hoping for another miracle hour, Angie, and you're such a powerful prayer, I want to give the website myfaithradio.com. You can go there and then click on the One Child link and scroll through and look at these children and prayerfully say, Lord, which one? Whose life do you want me to intervene and intersect with? Show me, Lord. And as God just quickens your heart, then you can read their story. And then if you want, you can click on the sponsorship tab. Otherwise, you can call toll-free right now, 800-864-0200. But Angie, we don't dare try anything, attempt anything without God's hand, without his spirit breathing life in and through us. So I'm wondering if you would just commit this hour to the Lord before we get going.
Yeah, I'd love to. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for our partnership with One Child. I thank you for the work that they're doing all over the world to going into places that other people don't want to go. Yeah. And Lord, we, Holy Spirit, we pray that you would move. You know who you want to sponsor children. And I pray that you would quicken them right now, quicken them in their heart and confirm the prayers that they've been praying, asking what can they do, Lord? And if this is your will for them, I pray that they would they would go now and sponsor kids. And God, that's our prayer. That's what our desire is, but we offer it to you. We pray that you would do the work that only you can do through us in this hour, that we pray for your blessing and your anointing over the work of one child. And we offer this time to you and pray that you would come and dwell and be among us, and that we would not only get to talk about one child and Ben's experience in the Dominican Republic, but that we would also, that you would use it to move in the hearts of people in ways that we can't even imagine, because you do that all the time. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. God cares so much about the poor. In fact, he says, you give to the poor, you lend to the Lord, and I will repay you. Mm. Here's the number, 800-864-0200. Again, you can go to our website, myfaithradio.com, and scroll through and look at these beautiful children and pray, God, whose life do you want me to change? And Ben, before we get into your trip, we do this every day, so I don't want to make it any different today. What has God been just speaking to you about these days?
Well, I think it's really been a life-changing trip that we're going to talk about coming up here. And so I've really been focused on, since I had the opportunity to speak in one of the churches down there in the Dominican Republic right along the Haiti border, is Matthew 10, 13 through 16. As people were bringing children to Jesus for him to place their hands on them, but the disciples were rebuking them, saying, no, he doesn't have time, get your children out of here. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant, and he said to them, let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. And truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. And he took the children in his arms, and he placed his hands on them, and he blessed them. And for the longest time, I really struggled to really understand what that meant. But children in Jesus' time weren't like the little precious blessings that we see them always now. And they're usually celebrated now. They were actually the lowest in society. They were a drain on people's families. And that's what they were seen as. And they were lower than household servants. And kids were seen as only their earning potentials, what they could potentially or eventually bring in for their family regarding what their resources could be in the future. So when people brought these children to Jesus, the disciples were just trying to protect him in his time from uselessness, really. But it was so important to Jesus to see the least among us. And it's what Jesus says and focuses on over and over and over again, his kindness of seeing the vulnerable, of seeing the forgotten. He just really changed that in my heart. And as I was wondering, what does it mean to be like a little child, to receive the kingdom of God? And the faith that I saw in these children in the Dominican Republic and the ones that were coming over the border from Haiti was so pure. They didn't have the video games to distract them. They literally have nothing. They have four walls around that they live and they have buckets outside that they use for their showers, and they don't really have toys or books or anything. What they do have is they have relationship. They have relationship with their family, they have relationship with their friends, and they have relationship with these hope centers. They're hearing about Jesus, they're growing in their faith, and they're making a difference. And when I asked one of the leaders of the hope centers, what's the difference that you see, just those of us coming from America, with your everyday life, because we see a stark difference in you guys. And they said, you guys look worried and tired. You look wrought with anxiety and pressure. Because I wanted to know, how do you guys worship God so deeply, so innocently, so passionately when they don't have anything? These families are living on less than $2 a day. And it made me come back going, I want less distraction. I want less things to do on my email to-do list and my, I want to strive and I want to serve, and our heart is to do that here at Faith Radio. But what about being quiet with God, spending time in his word and meditating and loving each other? Really, it's more simple than we make it out to be at times. So those are one of the things that I've just been really kind of struggling with, and God has been growing me ever since I had the opportunity to take this trip back in November. And it's not easy, because people are listening to this on podcast, or they're listening to it live on the radio, and they're, before the show we talked about our weekend plans, and we have plans, and we fill up all of our time with stuff that we want to do to love other people, to make a difference. Sometimes all of that striving is self. And that's something that I've been struggling with, to just try and get out of myself, give myself over to God, and God, whatever you want, guide me, speak my words, think my thoughts, have my conversations, connect my relationships, and wherever you lead, that's where I'm following.
So beautiful, Ben. I love the way you wrestle. I love the way, the really authentic way. No, seriously,
it's hard.
You wrestle. No, it's good. It's so good. And as you're talking, I'm thinking again of that passage from Proverbs, if you give to the Lord, if you give to the poor, you lend to the Lord. And then I'm thinking of Jesus when some said, you know, he said, I never knew you. And then to others, he said, you know, I was in prison, you visited me. I was hungry and you fed me. When did we ever do that? When you did it for the least of these, you did it for me. He says, my paraphrase, you give so much as a cup of a cold water away. I remember, I reward. He makes note of it. So when you do something for the least of these, for those the world disregards, those living in slums who are drinking out of muddy, gross water that gives them parasites, but we're saying, you know what? I can pinch some pennies, tighten the belt a little bit, and change the life of one child through one child. I mean, it really, this isn't semantics. It's not even sensationalism. This is actually really, really true. You can change the life of one child, can't you, Ben?
And that's, you know, just what you were talking about, whatever you do for the least of these, you do for me. When I'm going to Target and I see the person just even standing here in our own communities here in America, standing on the corner, I see that as Jesus. Because it very well could be. And so when you see these children whose families are living on less than $2 a day, it's because they don't have the opportunity to go to school or college. It's not like they didn't decide not to go to college or they're lazy. Like this is the cycle of life that they live in. There is no opportunity. There are no jobs. And if there are jobs, it is very remedial and they pay, you know, just a couple of pennies or a couple of cents a day, and everybody is using everybody. They're taking advantage of children and women, and to be able to see through the darkness and depravity of some of the things that I experienced, the faith of these children. When one of these children is sponsored, they come into the Hope Center, which is in one of the local churches, and within a couple of weeks, they say it almost never fails. Within a couple of weeks, their parents start coming to church and their families start coming to church. And you can just see a different look in their eye and their heart. And then as we are planting those seeds by sponsoring these children, the relationships that they have, it just reverberates their faith. Mm. They share their faith. And it you want to change the world, you start with the children.
That's right.
And that's why we're asking you right now to help us out and sponsor a child that you feel called. I mean, that's the number one thing, Susie, is to pray about it. God, what do you want me to do? Who do you want me to sponsor? And there are children waiting for you. They prayed for you this morning. They prayed, God, please bring a sponsor to me. I know there are a whole bunch of radio stations in America right now. And you can find the child. You can read about their story. You can look into their eyes. You can learn more about them at myfaithradio.com.
We're going to pause here. When we come back, we're going to look at Ben's journal from his trip, even the feelings he had before he left, feeling a little anxiousness, he's got a family he's leaving behind, how much risk is involved. And you need to know that he did take a risk to go on this trip, and he came back changed. And you need to also know that there are natives on the ground in each of these countries that are in these hard, hard areas that are Christians, committed to breaking the cycle of poverty in their communities, committed to sharing Jesus while there are gang activities on the fringes. And these children are coming, and their families are coming to these hope centers. Why? Because Christians rose up and said, not on my watch, poverty is not going to happen. I'm going to be a cycle breaker. I'm going to be a child champion. How about you? 800-864-0200. If you want to take a look at some of these children, hop on our website, myfaithradio.com. We'll be back in a minute. Faith Radio podcasts are produced by the listener-supported ministry of Faith Radio. If you're interested in becoming a team member, a donor to this ministry, you can support the podcast anytime and donate at myfaithradio.com.
And now, breaking news from One Child India with sponsored child Graysa reporting on chocolate.
Hello, my name is Graysa. Chocolate is a food made from cocoa beans. It is used in many desserts like pudding, cakes, candies, and ice cream. It can be in a solid form like candy bar, or it can be in a liquid form like hot chocolate. My favorite chocolate is Dairy Milk. I love chocolate so much. Thank you.
Okay, I'm completely in love with this girl. She's totally speaking my language. I don't know if I've made the announcement, but I did give up coffee. I now drink something called Creole Brew. It's the cacao bean. It is so delicious and so healthy. I love her. She likes chocolate too. I love her. She's 8 years old. She's an example of a class project at Hope Center. She's in the Philippines, and you can sponsor a child like Raisa with a little more than a dollar a day. $39 a month. And remember, this is one of those areas, as you sow into the kingdom, this is one of those places where God says, trust me and see if I don't provide for you. You seek first the kingdom. You start to tithe and sow generously. You tithe to your church, and then you give offerings to the poor through the kingdom. You start to see God's provision in ways you never otherwise will. You could provide someone like Raisa with a great meal, with educational assistance, with medical checkups, and best of all, she'll be presented with the gospel. Which one of these little boys or girls will you sponsor? Which one is tugging on your heart? Hop on our website right now at myfaithradio.com. You know, they each have their own personality. I'm looking at Rathan Roy. He says, it's nice to meet you. He looks like a tall boy from Bangladesh, 10 years old. He's brave. He's cheerful. He's creative. He likes badminton and coloring books, and he likes family outings and visiting relatives. And also, his big chore around life is fetching drinking water, and his favorite foods are chicken and vegetables. He's praying and praying and hoping for a sponsor. You'll find him and more on our website at myfaithradio.com. Okay, Ben. Ben Hulson is our project manager. My husband's a project manager. Sorry, that's in my brain.
That's
program
right.
Program director. And you took a trip to Dominican Republic. Before we get into your journal, which I cannot wait to share with our listeners, tell me how you were feeling in the days leading up to this trip.
Well, I really had no idea what to expect. There were people around me that were saying, are you ready? Are you nervous? But I'd never taken a mission trip like this before. I'd never gone to a third world country on the border of a fifth world country. And so I was just praying again, what I said to you earlier today, God, wherever you lead me, I will follow. I'm ready to go. But there is very much some trepidation leaving my almost three-year-old at home with my wife, because then obviously I worry and love them and want them to be safe and taken care of as well. And so, there was some trepidation there, but at the same time, there was this overwhelming sense of calm because I knew God had a mission, God had a purpose for this trip, and I was open to wherever he was leading, and I was just going to follow.
So beautiful, Ben. Well, hats off to you for going. Appreciate that so much. Day one, the first line that I have here in your journal, you have to bring your own supplies when you go to the emergency room, your own needle and thread if you need stitches. I mean, this is the stuff we never think of. So just say a quick word about that.
I was absolutely blown away when somebody told me that. You have to bring your what? If you have a cut, or your child gets hurt at the playground or at school, there's a school nurse there. Or if they, you know, an ambulance, they take you to the hospital and they take care of all of that situation. You have to bring your own supplies, unless it's, you know, something that doesn't make sense. But if you have a cut and you need to have stitches, guess who has to bring it? The hospitals don't have it. And let alone these places where we were right along the Haiti border. If you needed to go to a hospital, you had to go to the next closest city, which was 2-3 hours away. And a lot of these families in extreme poverty, they don't have a car. And the majority of people living in the quote unquote middle class of extreme poverty have a motorbike. And so it's kind of like a moped. And there were so many times when I saw the commerce going back and forth. I saw, you know, a child in front, maybe 2-3 years old, a dad or mom driving, a couple of kids in the middle, another parent in the back, and then a baby on the hip. So there's five or six people on these little teeny tiny motorbikes that are scooting all over the town. It is such a contrast of the life that we get to live here, the blessed life that we get to live here in the United States of America. So that was probably the starkest thing, and that was one of the things right off the bat that completely blew my mind.
How did God speak to you when you were there? Because, again, it was out of your comfort zone. Again, you have family back at home. and you're in a place that is on the edge of some disruption and some little volatility. I mean, how did you process that with God? What was he saying to you?
Well, it was interesting because it was, you know, one of the things that I learned on the trip is we don't believe in our God isn't a yelling, loud God. He whispers. He's quiet. And so there are times where you have to quiet your mind to be able to hear him. And I just heard over and over and over again, these are my people. I love them. And I wondered constantly, how is this possible? God, how do you allow this to happen? And through the conversations that I was able to have with some of these child champions and these pastors and the volunteers at the Hope Center, is because they have hopes, they have dreams, they have Jesus. And that is more than enough for them.
Wow. Well, if you are ready to sponsor a child and change the life, change the world of a child, you can call 800-864-0200. It's a little more than a dollar a day, $39 a month. If you want also to get to know some of these children and just prayerfully consider, maybe you share a birthday with one. I'm looking at this little one. Her name is Gun Gun, and she's a little girl from India. Her birthday is February 13th, and she's at the Ashadeep Hope Center. She's brave, cheerful, and confident. And her favorite activity is making cards and dancing.
She's so
and
cute.
She does, cleaning, picking up around the house, dusting furniture, washing dishes. And the most important person in her life is her father. And she's very grateful for God, for her dad, and her family. When she grows up, she wants to be arts and entertainment and also maybe a dancer. Wow, maybe give us a little more information for the person who's maybe on the line going, I'm not sure I can do $39 a month. Are there any other options for them?
Actually, there are. I was called to sponsor a four-year-old girl. As soon as I got down there, my wife and I had, like you had said, we had pinched some pennies. We had made some differences in our budget. And she said, whoever God is calling you to sponsor, go ahead and sponsor. And so there was a four-year-old girl who's come to find out, I asked if I could sponsor this girl. They said yes. And so I met her guardian, which was her mother. They were calling her mother. Come to find out, it wasn't her biological mother. Her husband, this woman's husband, had had an affair, and this child was the result of the affair. A couple of months after the child was born, the biological mother passed away. Yeah, she was killed. And this woman, whose husband had had the affair, said, bring the child to me. I want to be her mom. Mm. And so through the process, ended up finding out that she was actually already sponsored. And so I said, I still want to help. How do I help? I see children peeking in the windows of these churches right now. And I want them to be able to come in. How do I help these children come in? And they said, we're at this particular Hope Center, we're at max capacity. And so they said, we're trying to raise $30,000 to build a rec center. So we can have children playing basketball and volleyball. Volleyball is big in the Dominican Republic. And so we're trying to raise $30,000. And I said, I want to give to that. I wasn't able to give all $30,000, but you can call 800-864-0200 if you have maybe it's $1,000 or several thousand dollars and you want to make more space for more children. So it's possible for more children to meet Jesus. And more change to happen. 800-864-0200. That is also possible.
And maybe $39 a month is not feasible for you, but $50 towards a center for kids to gather, you could do that. They'll never shun that. Every dollar, every penny matters. 800-864-0200. At the opening of the hour, 59 children were sponsored through Faith Radio. Right now, 61 children are sponsored. How about you? 800-864-0200. We'll be back in a minute.
One moment.
One moment.
One child.
One child.
My name is Priya, and I live in India. When my dad had a motorcycle accident and died, we were all very sad. I remember he would take me to the festival and buy me sandal to eat. I miss him, but my mom is taking good care of us. She only makes $2 a day. I get up and go to the Hope Center every day, and they help me with my studies. I remember my father told me to study well.
That sweet young lady is Priya, and isn't her English amazing? She's so young, has lived so much life in her young 13 years. Imagine that. She lost her dad. Her family's been struggling because of it. She knows her mom's doing her best, but she's only bringing in $2 a day. Think about that. But because she's got a sponsor here in the U.S., Priya is able to attend school. She gets to live out the legacy of what her father wanted for her. He told her, study well, Priya. And so she's growing, and she's learning, and she's thriving as we tell her about Jesus and about God's love for her at the India Hope Center. That's what it's all about. $39 a month can do so much in a way that we never could on our own. We are trying to break the cycle of extreme poverty. And you know what? Somebody once said, and an expert, I wish I could remember who said it, but they said, there is enough wealth in the world today to end extreme poverty in our lifetime. We can't maybe change the world on our own, but you can change a life. Without a sponsor, Priya would not be able to attend school. What might God accomplish in and through you today? We are partnering with One Child yesterday and today. So far, 61 children are sponsored. How about you? Are you ready to call 800-864-0200? If you're not quite ready, you want a little more information, hop on our website, myfaithradio.com. Click on the One Child link and start scrolling through and looking at the children. Right now, I'm looking at, I want to say her name right, Adaicha Mercedes Suero. I'm so sorry. I might not be pronouncing it right, but she's the six-year-old little girl from the Dominican Republic. She's got this massive smile, and she stands there with just a little bit of attitude, which I absolutely love. You can just tell she's got some confidence, and she's so thankful for the guidance and support of the dedicated child champions in hopes that her dream can be a reality someday. She imagines a future of serving the community as a doctor, and she often prays and asks God to provide for her family. She delights in doing art activities at school, going to church, and playing with toys along time's friends. She would love for you to sponsor her. 800-864-0200. And one of the things in your journal, I should say, Ben Holson, our program director, joins me today. He went to Dominican Republic with One Child, and he comes back with stories, insights, experiences that we need to hear. And Ben, you talked about how there's children with this desperate look in their eyes because they're not at the Hope Center. And that's got to be so hard. I mean, even that probably feels like an inequity because some children get to go, but others don't. But the reality is these Hope Centers that are connected to local churches can only handle so much. So it's like easy to say, just take a few more. But the need is so much greater than the provision. So speak to that, if you would.
Right. That happened. That conversation happened for me the first Hope Center I went to, as I saw the children as we were worshiping God and they were performing and singing songs of praise and just with their whole heart. And I saw the little children on the outside peeking in through the windows, and not through glass pane windows. These are just kind of holes in the wall. I said, well, why can't we just, can we just for this afternoon, can we just get them in here too? Let's just get them all in here, because we were having a party praising God with all of these little children. It was amazing. And they said, there are already children in the Hope Center. There are already children here right now that don't have a sponsor. We literally don't have the resources to care for every child in the neighborhood. Our heart is to want to do that. And from that moment on, from right then and there, I thought, wow, I have to go back. I have to tell everybody at Faith Radio. I have to advocate for these children, just like Adaicha that you were just talking about, the six-year-old from the Dominican Republic. I have to let you know how important it is in the success rate. And I know that sounds weird and trite, but when these children have just a little bit of help from you and from me, and they are introduced to Jesus in these Hope Centers, the possibility that they will succeed and get out of that poverty is so much higher than if they have no help at all. And one of these Hope Centers, Susie, that I went to is in this neighborhood called, and I practice saying it so I wouldn't mess it up, but I'm going to do my best. It's called Salsicuelos. And in English, it is translated to see if you can get out. That's the neighborhood. Because they do as much as they possibly can. It's just full of depravity. And I always felt like they were just like grasping at people to come into these houses or come into these quote unquote businesses. It was the exact opposite of what we want for our children here in America, or any child really. And there were, I didn't feel safe there. And I'm, you know, a well-grown man. There are children running around in diapers, and they were seeing the things that they see and they live in. But they're, there was a Hope Center that opened up. There was a church that moved in, and they said, we have God on our side. We're not afraid of all of this violence and all of these drugs and all of these human trafficking situations. There are children here that Jesus loves. There are children here that need us. And the neighborhood leaves the Hope Center alone because they know the good that the Hope Center is doing. And they know of the reclamation projects and the transformation of hearts that is happening with these families through these children. This life change happens through these children.
Yeah.
That is, it's just so mind-boggling to me.
Yeah. You know, yesterday, Ty Van Rensburg from One Child told the story of Sandbath, and we put the video, we linked it to the show notes from yesterday's show, blown away by her story. I mean, they show this video of her, and she's in a dress, she's very refined, she's got glasses, you know, she just looks like an intellect, you know, sitting there very refined, but talked about her childhood. I think it's 6 years old. Her parents were killed in short distances from each other. So she lost in a short amount of time a mom and then her dad, leaving her and her siblings with nothing. Very vulnerable to the elements. But they were connected to the Hope Center, and the leader of the Hope Center wrapped her up in a hug. She said, I experienced so much love in that moment. It made God's love just tangible. Well, long story short, as she learned to study there, she learned some of the disciplines of study and education, learned about Jesus and his love for her. She goes on to graduate from high school, goes to college, becomes a doctor, and comes back to impact her community because someone sponsored and made that provision possible. And what I was talking to my hubby last night, Ben, I was thinking, you know, Jesus could really come back anytime. And if he came back next week, what would I want to have done with my resources? I want to dump as much as I can into the kingdom for the poor. I mean, I just, you know, because there's so much we can do and that there are organizations already set up so that you don't have to go to these scary places, these hard places. There are people saying, we'll go, but would you help us go? There's so much we can do if we all work together, right?
Amen. You know, like the Great Commission, we talk about that all the time here at Faith Radio, to go into all nations and baptizing new believers in the name of the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit. And we can do that through radio. But there are places where they're not open to, or there's, like, you know, just like the See If You Can Get Out neighborhoods that are so bad, that are so hard. And I echo absolutely everything that you said. There are people willing to do that. There are people that are called to do that and are answering the call. They're trained and they know the language and they have relationships there. They do just need just a little bit of help. And that's where you come in right now. That's where you come in and sponsor one of these children and help the ministry of One Child. You can call 800-864-0200, or you can find one of these just precious children and their stories and learn more about them. You can learn so much about them just by looking at these pictures, Susie, and you can see them all at MyFaithRadio.com.
I love that you said her name right, because I got it so wrong. Adecha Mercedes. How do you think you say her last name? Suero?
Suero. Yeah, probably something like
Adecha,
that.
Adecha Mercedes, yes. Suero. You got to look at her picture at least, friends, because she's got this huge smile. But just the way she's standing, she's got a little bit of confidence. She's got plans. She's got plans. I would love it if you could help her with those plans. Hop on myfaithradio.com and search through these beautiful children. Or if you're just ready to call, 800-864-0200. And, you know, again, we're looking at just some pages of your journal that you really just chronicled your journey there, just things that stuck out to you. And a couple of things you wrote about were is that these, when families have really no choice or they feel that they have no option, some of them trade their daughters for money. Oof. Because it's one less mouth to feed. And some icky men will come along and offer to, quote, take care of their children.
Right.
13 years and younger. And you know what they're doing with those children, with those little girls. They're trafficking them. And then you also said 8-year-olds are running drugs over the border with Haiti. And that you said we were the only white people I saw from the moment I got on the plane to go until the moment I left for home. So talk more about the other side of this if there isn't intervention.
Wow. We were right along. It's the separation between the Dominican Republic and Haiti is a river called the Massacre River. The Massacre River. Some awful things have happened in that river.
Wow.
But there are houses along that border there where they have little farms. And there were chicken coops there that one of my friends that we went on the trip with said, I have a chicken coop back at home. These houses, I wouldn't even want my chicken to be in some of these houses. And like I said, there's no locks on the doors. These windows are not window pane. They're just kind of covered. And I was talking through an interpreter with one of the families, and I said, you live so close to the border. What is it like? And he said, every single night I hear pitter-patter, because it's gravel outside, of children walking. He's kind of in the country. And I said, what are they doing? And he's like, you know what they're doing. They're bringing in drugs. They're bringing in guns. They're bringing in young girls. Because on the Dominican side, they can be sold. There's money over here. There's such desperation on the Haiti side. There are children that are being sold because, again, the whole quote-unquote drain on the family resources, there aren't any resources. And so if somebody comes, knocks on the door, or you have a 13-year-old coming-of-age daughter willing to take care of them, they'll give you a bunch of money that could take care of you and the rest of your family for the next couple of months. They have no choice but to say yes. And I said, no choice? Are you kidding me? How do you have no choice? You have a choice. But this kind of poverty that they're in, like, I fully can't understand it. You can't comprehend it. I've seen it with my own eyes. I still don't understand it. They're just trying to strive for the next day. And so I know your first thought probably is, okay, well then why would I want to sponsor a child in that type of situation? But these hope centers, these churches, they are so fiercely protective of these kids. And they become almost another family. Of course, they have their mother and father, and hopefully their father, maybe not even their mother, but they have a family. But these hope centers, they come and they supplement with food or clothing or making sure that they have the educational assistance they need or the emergency medical care that they need. But most importantly, they have Jesus. And so just one by one, they're just picking off these little houses. Both sides are, both the hope center and the evil that's going on. And so these hope centers said, it's so amazing to see that there are houses of light on this block now. There have been houses of darkness in this neighborhood for so long. It has been a dark neighborhood, but there are houses of light because of what is happening through the child sponsorship and through these hope centers that we have through One Child.
Wow. And not to forget, you know, you say these people at the Hope Center are fiercely protective of these children. So is God. They have God right on their side. There's just no doubt about that. So you think one child gets to the Hope Center, she starts to bring home food to her family because they talk about how they all walk away with a little bit of container to bring a little bit extra to home. The family starts to attend the church. They learn about the love of Jesus Christ. Mm. The Spirit of God starts to impact how they do life, how they relate to each other, how they appeal to God for provision, how the Spirit of God gives them wisdom about how to navigate what's been entrusted to them. And suddenly health and function and fruitfulness start to take over. And little by little by little, the community starts to change. None of this happens overnight because they didn't get here overnight. Right. But it's seeds planted in the ground and in the hearts of people. You know, we've got to keep showing up, right, Ben?
Amen. I completely agree. They're in it for the long game, and that's what they said. This didn't happen overnight, and these children are the future. And so if we don't start and we don't get them now, then this cycle will just absolutely continue. I met a gentleman whose name was Alibi. He is now about in his mid-20s. He has children of his own, but he was a sponsored child as of 3 years old. And he said that he still stays in contact with his sponsor. Her name is Janet. She lives in Colorado. He's going to have the opportunity to meet her. But he said, without her, I would have still been begging or working for less than $2 a day. There's no way I would have been able to break out of the cycle because of the educational assistance and the ability for my mom to be able to feed my brothers and I, so I didn't have to start working when I was 5 or 6 years old. And now he owns an English translating business. And so what he does is he goes to some of these hope centers and he volunteers his time on the weekends to teach these children English so they have more opportunity as they continue to grow up, to just give them another tool to be able to pull themselves and their family out of poverty, because that pull to stay in poverty is so strong.
Wow. We're going to pause here, and I want to give you that number one more time, 800-864-0200. We want more children sponsored, a little more than a dollar a day, $39 a month. But again, maybe you're someone who's like, I can't do that. But I have $50 that I want to sow in to One Child so they can keep building hope centers for families. You know what? I would say every penny matters, right? 800-864-0200. If you want to go through and look and prayerfully consider the children, I'm looking at one named Leanna. And I'm going to count on Ben to say her name. You'll have to look her up during the break. Ben, she's from Dominican Republic. She's 5 years old. She's got a little pink dress on, white sandals, and this cute little crooked smile. And I just want to wrap her up in a hug. If you want to just prayerfully sort through these kids, say, Lord, show me whose life you want me to change. And then give a call again, 800-864-0200. We'll be back in a minute. Hi, I'm Susie Larson, host of Susie Larson Live, and I want to encourage you to consider becoming a global missionary if you're not one already. When you sponsor a child with the ministry of One Child, you're linked with a boy or girl who will know you by name and treasure the thought that you care about them. Most of them will pray for you daily. If you write them, they'll write you back. The child you sponsor will receive educational assistance, supplemental food, clothing, health care, services, and opportunities for personal love and encouragement. But most of all, the gospel of Jesus Christ. The cost is just $39 a month, a little more than a dollar a day. You can't necessarily change the entire world on your own, but what if you could change the world for one? Sponsor a child now at myfaithradio.com.
You know, somebody asked me why I have worked with One Child for over a decade and do what I do, right? And it's this idea of that I've seen too much, too much, too much. And what I've seen too much of is too much hope, too much restoration, too much forgiveness, too much joy in the champions and the kids that we work with that live in extremely hard places. But when you're able to sit down with somebody and hear their story and their testimony and the words, or know their story and their testimony, and the words that come out of their mouth are joy and forgiveness and love and believing in their future, that's why I continue to do what I do.
That was Ty Van Rensburg. I had him on the show yesterday. He's one of the leaders in the ministry of One Child. Faith Radio is partnering with One Child yesterday and today. Actually, all of Northwestern Media is. All of our stations are engaging in this initiative. Our hope and prayer was that Faith Radio could sponsor 161 children. At the open of the hour, we had 59 children sponsored. Now we have 61. If you want to change the life for a child, which in turn will change the life for that family and that community, you can call now, 800-864-0200. Or if you just want a little more information, you want to scroll through and prayerfully consider these beautiful faces and ask the Lord, which child do you want me to sponsor? Hop on our website at myfaithradio.com. You know, Ty was so great to talk to yesterday. He's been all over the world. He's seen it all. And I love that he said, I've seen too much hope, too much restoration, too much right. forgiveness. One Child is a ministry serving kids right in the middle of all this poverty. You can sponsor a child now for $39 a month and be part of their life. Write them letters. Send a photo of your family. Share Jesus with them. Change their lives. MyFaithRadio.com or 800-864-0200. What do you say, Ben?
I completely agree. I feel like, you know, the last 45 minutes of the conversation, I've told you some of the really hard stuff. And it was just a nice little challenge to me to hear Ty speak about that, too. And I think that's why you and I and the rest of our team is so passionate in advocating for these precious kids, because we know that the life change is within reach for so many of them. And just like this little girl you were just talking about a couple of minutes ago, Liana Encarnacion Salas.
Wow.
I was practicing my Spanish and my accent mm-hmm. while I was down mm-hmm. there. She's 5 years old, but look at her dress.
She's cute.
She is so cute. And they take this so seriously. These children and these families take it so seriously. It's probably the nicest thing she owns is that dress and her little shoes. And she knew that she was going to be taking a picture, and she knew that people around the world and Americans were going to be able to see this. And she was on her absolute best behavior that day, because she knows the difference that it makes when, because she learns about Jesus, and she's learning through the relationships that she's having at these Hope Centers. She's seeing the change in her own family when she goes home and she brings some of the things that the Hope Center gives her to bring home. She sees the impact that it's having, and she knows the importance. She loves Jesus. She wants to love other people. There's none of these video games or any of these other things that are kind of getting in the way. She's just a little girl that loves Jesus and loves other people, and she wants to make a difference in others' lives because people have made a difference in her life.
So beautiful. 800-864-0200. Again, you can check out all these children on our website at myfaithradio.com. And Ben, you'd made a trip to Dominican Republic with One Child, and you gave us a little glimpse of a couple of days out of your journal. And you said this on day two. Pastor said these kids are like planting seeds. If you want a better future to change the community, it starts with these kids. They are the change, and it doesn't happen overnight. You said that a little bit prior to the break. You touched on that. But you also write here, everyone is grabbing for these kids. Drugs, violence, abuse. They need someone to protect them, to nourish them. They have nothing. The only thing they have are hopes, dreams, and Jesus. If we give those things to them, hope is a powerful tool, and it starts with food. When they're starving, the church brings food. Say more, if you would.
Right. So there are, a lot of these houses are within walking distance, you know, just along the same block or around the block or, you know, just a couple of blocks down the street. And these Hope Centers go to these houses and they check on these children and they check on the family. So it's not like a daycare center here in the United States where you just bring your child, you drop them off, and then you go about your life. They are heavily involved in these families' life, and they come and they check and they make sure they have food and clothing and medical assistance. And they, if one child is sponsored, they start taking care of and loving the rest of the family. There was one particular family whose father was injured and wasn't able to go to work, and the house literally smelled like rotting flesh. Like, I don't know what was happening inside of that house, and that father, that the leg was under a blanket and it wasn't a good situation, but they lived there and the pastor came and checked on them every single day to make sure that they had what they needed. So that child that was sponsored can continue to come back to church, can continue to come back to the Hope Center, keeps going to the school and doesn't get grabbed by one of these other things because they are so vulnerable. There are so many other things that might be just a little bit easier to grab some extra cash for your family, whether it's guns or drugs or trafficking or whatever it is. To continue to remind these families that Jesus is the reason for the love that you're experiencing and the reason why we're loving each other and we're having the opportunity to take care of each other and through relationship with Jesus and each other, that is the most important thing, not these other things that will take you and lead you down a road that you don't want to go down to.
And really, that's really the seed analogy works so perfectly there, because each of these gestures, you know, this pastor, these are the child champions, aren't they? These pastors and right. These workers at the Hope Center who are camped right there in the middle of the messes and visiting these homes, caring for these families. They're planting seeds saying, you are valuable. Mm-hmm. God is real. Jesus loves you. Those are all life-changing and culture-changing and cycle-breaking truths. But it's one seed, one gesture, one love action at a time. So powerful. And they're willing to do it. They're just saying, will you help us do it?
Right. Susie, I want to tell you the story about one of the pastors in one of these rural Hope Centers that I had the opportunity to talk to. He was one of those pastors that has such a tender, soft heart. He was always crying because he was always thankful. He was always wiping tears from his eyes. And he said before, because I asked, how do you find your way here? That we brought shoes to that Hope Center because the children are running around on gravel without any shoes. That is, they don't have shoes. There's such desperation there. And he said, I'm going to tell you the one, and this was through a translator. I'm going to tell you the truth. A year before I was called to serve in this Hope Center here, I had a dream, and I had this recurring dream that God had a treasure for me in Dajabón, which is the town that we visited. There's a treasure. There's this great treasure for you. I'm calling you there. And then through conversations, he was called to lead a church there in Dajabón. And he goes, look around. There is no treasure here. This is a devastating place of depravity, of people's need and want. And then he started crying. The treasure are these children.
Wow.
The treasure are these families. The treasure are these volunteers that show up every single day to love on these kids. There's a guy standing across the street at the gate kind of having security who he has nothing, but he loves the children. He can't give anything to the church, but he can give of his time. He can be generous with his time. He said, the treasure that I've found here isn't treasure of this world, but it is a greater treasure than I have experienced in any other place of my life.
You know, and that's really what Jesus was talking about when he says, store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moth and rust cannot destroy, thieves cannot break in and steal. You do the will of the Father. You care for the poor. You seek first the kingdom of God. You tend to the things that are near and dear to God's heart. It really is storing up treasure in heaven. Even though we don't always like to talk about rewards, I mean, Scripture says plenty about it. And I think the reason that God says, if you do this, I'll reward you. If you do this, I'm going to take care of you. I think he's saying that is because when you're doing this as my ambassador, you are shouting to the world, this is what God is like. And Ben, I think it's so important that we pause and just consider that, because that is what's getting the attention of gangs and others going, who would do this? Who would camp right in the middle of these places of depravity and set up something they call the Hope Center? Well, believers do that kind of stuff. And I just think it's radical, isn't it?
Amen. And that it's the radical love of Jesus that lives inside of us. And that's how the whole world, exactly how the whole world knows, because of how we love each other. And without, I mean, not that there won't be any fear, because I'm sure there will be fear, but to go in those places that are so dark and shine the light of Jesus without a sense of fear, because that's what they're used to. That's what some of these gangs and these drug runners are used to, of people being afraid of them. They can get anything they want to because they're carrying machetes or guns or whatever it is. But with Jesus, right? He didn't give us a spirit of fear or timidity. What kind of spirit did he give us? It is to go out and to tell people without any fear exactly who Jesus is, this God that we believe in, this God that has changed our life. Mm. Wow. Thank you for the opportunity, Susie.
Well, Ben, thank you for the way that you went, the way you served. And I'm telling you, after One Child hears your passion, they're going to try to hire you away from us. So I got a little praying to do about that. But friends, you can still call 800-864-0200. Change the world by changing the life of one child. We'll meet you back here next time. Thanks for listening to Susie Larson Live. Podcasts like mine are available because of your support. If it's important to you to hear things that encourage your faith, click the link in the show notes and give now.